You're listening to The Point. Funding for the arts education has been in decline nationwide, and low-income communities have been hit the hardest. Yet according to the nonprofit Americans for the Arts, students who participate in the arts are more likely to stay in school, succeed in school, in life and in work. Phoebe Hemingway Legere is an artist and musician dedicated to bringing arts education to all students through the nonprofit Foundation for New American Art. She spoke with producer Amy Vince earlier this week.
Phoebe Legere, welcome to The Point.
Hello.
You are a painter, a composer, a musician, and a vocalist, just to name a few of your artistic talents. When and why did you create the Foundation for New American Arts?
For the past decade, I've been on tour, playing music and exhibiting my paintings around the world. And as I traveled, I met a lot of children who were in the audiences of my family-friendly performances. I was struck by the many cultural opportunities for children in other countries. And when I returned to my neighborhood in New York City, the East Village, I was shocked by the deteriorated educational system. I said, what can I do? I embarked on a journey to reset the balance and restore art and music education to the children.
So I take it that's the mission of the organization. How would you describe some of the programs that you offer?
We have arts in education after school programs, and we have a music program. They are 9-week programs. The arts and music education program is Monday and Wednesday, and my music program is on Saturday. I am now doing outreach across the country, and I give support to people who want to do what I'm doing in their town. So I make all of my material available about recruiting children and a set of 18 principles that can be followed. And we have many people who are now setting up these programs in their towns. In fact, I'm going to be doing this right on the Cape in Orleans.
I want to ask you a little bit more about that program in Orleans in a moment, but let's just get back to this whole notion of the importance of arts in education. I think it was over a decade ago that the acronym STEM was a buzzword. It, you know, stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And it was later modified to STEAM, with that A standing for the arts. Talk about why arts should be an integral part of public education.
Well, dance and music help to integrate the emotions, memories, and traumas that lie in the deep brain, sometimes called the cerebellum. The cerebellum is that place in the back of the brain that controls both emotion and movement. That's dance. That's music. Emotion and movement. It's sometimes called the unconscious mind. And when the lights go out, and you start to sleep and dream, you go to that place. That's the place that music touches. This is where you carry, for instance, the wounds of love. That's why sad songs sound so sweet, because music heals our deepest, darkest, secret sorrows.
Research shows that students who participate in the arts are more likely to stay in school and succeed later in work and life. Why do you think that is? What is the correlation between participation in the arts and success?
We have data that prove that children who are exposed to art and music are more likely to graduate, and in fact, they do an average of 47 points higher on math tests. And this goes back to the integration of the cerebrum, which is the frontal cortex, and the cerebellum. We need to use our whole mind in order to have success in life, and to just concentrate on the raw data of math is to miss the whole beauty of mathematics. There is not a single child in my program who does not know their multiplication tables backwards and forwards, because I teach them using music and movement.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, you've done a lot of programming in the New York City public schools. Do you have a story of a particular school or student from your work there that stands out as an example of how exposure to the arts has really made a difference?
Oh, some of the most talented people are the people who have been the most traumatized, the victims of PTSD. We have seen that children who even witness violence in the home experience the trauma of violence as if it were happening to them. In other words, if a mother is beaten, the child feels that the child is being beaten. There's been almost no way to heal this kind of terrible PTSD in children. But these are the children that I love, because these are the children who become the greatest performers. The children who are the most difficult in schools, teachers call them difficult, right? They're called the intense children. These are the ones who, when they step on stage, you can't take your eyes off them. They have a kind of charisma, a kind of magnetism on stage. So it's the most traumatized, the most introverted children that show the most results from my music and art programs. And you know, when parents say, I don't know what you're going to do with her. She's, you know, we can't talk to her. She's out of control. She doesn't seem to be interested in anything. And I say, bring it on. And these are the ones who shine in my programs. It's about love and touching, too. And being, music teaches children how to listen and how to make themselves heard.
Let's go back to the arts programs you're going to be bringing to Orleans. Tell us more about, first of all, what your connection is to the Cape and the programs you'll be offering out there in Orleans.
Oh, well, I love Cape Cod. Cape Cod is synonymous with happiness to me. I spent many childhood summers there. My parents lived in Osterville for several years. So I love the Cape. And just as when I perform and I go on tour, I really look for a place where I want to go. And, of course, my programs, my nonprofit, is for the children of low-income communities. And there aren't that many low-income communities on the Cape. But I have found my people. I'm partnering with the Allegretto Foundation. And we're going to be working both at the Snow Library and in the public schools in Orleans to bring music and free music lessons and free instrument education to the children. I will continue to roll out these programs wherever I see a need and wherever I find parents and caregivers and educators with whom I can collaborate.
Tell us more about your benefit concert in Orleans and who you'll be performing with.
I'm going to perform at the Brick Hill House Concerts. It's a private house concert. I no longer like to perform at bars. I don't like to be a siren for pulling in people to drink alcohol. I like to perform in private places and festivals. So I have a very good friend who has a great house concert series that features traditional music, mostly all acoustic music, Brick Hill House Concerts in Orleans. And my band is called the Algonquin Quintet. I'm from the Abenaki tribe, which is just one tribe in a nation, which is called the Algonquin Nation. We all speak similar languages. You'll hear me singing a lot in Abenaki, and you'll hear my explanation of how American music really grows out of the medicine songs of the Mi'kmaq Indians with whom the Acadians intermarried when they were settled in Nova Scotia. And we bring this music as a good time party, toe-tapping way of learning more about the deep roots of American music, the taproot of it, which I say is tribal. My band is called the Algonquin Quintet, and we are a band of women who are all philanthropists deeply interested in education. So all of us will be involved in the Orleans program. If you want to come to the house concert, we will have a Q&A at the end, and you can ask me any questions you have.
We do have a cut from your recent album, Amazing Love, to go out on. Tell us a little bit more about this song.
I love nature, and a big part, we haven't had a chance to talk about it, but A big part of my teaching is respect for the environment, conservation. I was raised that way. I was raised to have a very deep love for nature. And this song is one of many songs that just came to me through the air. I happened to be in Jamaica when I heard this song. I hear my songs they come to me all at once, the words and the music. And this is a song about somebody who has not had much love in their life, who hasn't had much luck in romance, who suddenly meets somebody magnificent.
Phoebe Legere is the executive director of the Foundation for New American Art. There will be a benefit concert to support the work of the foundation June 8th at 7:30 at Brick House in Orleans. We'll post a link with more information about the foundation and concert at our website, capeandislands.org. Phoebe Legere, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
But lately, baby, you've been starring in my dreams when we're together. It's so easy to fly. And now I've placed you far above me. Tell all your other loves goodbye. And baby, I will stay here by